1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 236. Sketch 705. Interrogation.
Just two people in this, I'll be number one, and Laura, you could be number two. It's a nice short one. A man and his twin brother stepped into a circlet of trees. He struck down his brother in sight of the trees. His brother's blood flowed from his blade down to the roots of the trees. Nobody saw but the trees. There was no witness but the trees.
Don't think the trees count as witnesses.
No, right. Yeah, can't see, yeah. They're just big plants, aren't they? So I guess nobody saw him, actually. Yeah.
Right. So, how did you know?
About the... Pardon?
How did you know about the twin murder?
Just, you know, mostly...
Yeah, you're under arrest.
Can't really argue with that.
A little quickie.
Yeah.
Nice.
I liked it when you said trees a lot, Rich. I found that funny.
That is basically a pin sketch. That's what they'd have at the start of the episode.
It's
so that's
quite
that's
similar
from
to,
whom I stole my technique this week. You know, it's okay to nick people's styles as long as you have a big roster of people from whom to steal.
Okay, absolutely, I didn't know what I was doing. That was the wheezing.
Can we now, while the chat is low, revert back to how Dan would eat a lemon?
That's a good point, actually. How would you eat a lemon,
earlier in the evening, Dan was eating an apple, and it looked like a lemon to me, but it wasn't. But he said he would eat a lemon, and my question was, how?
What I would do is eat it in segments, very much like you would eat a segment of an orange.
Oh, yes, I remember the conversation now. Yeah.
And I used to do it when I was a kid a lot. I haven't done it as much recently. I don't know if I'd still like it.
I think the weird thing about that was not that, but you said you would peel it like you peeled an orange.
Peel it like you stole it.
No. When I used to play in like sports matches
I'm
at school,
you. I'm with you. Yep.
You would have the orange and the skin would still be on it. You ate it out of the skin.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do.
Okay, fine. You wouldn't peel it.
No, I don't think
have
so.
A hole
it's very
in
hard
a lemon.
To peel a lemon. It's almost impossible to peel a lemon. That is a tight carapace, if that's the word, which it isn't. But that is a very
it's a good word, though.
Skin. It's a good word. Skin. It's not the intended word.
No.
And it tastes
no
very sharp, but if you like sharp taste, then that's fine.
It was a less interesting conversation than I thought.
I don't think
you
that
are
a lemon...
constipated.
No, it just if you have anything that's very vinegary, your stomach feels a bit weird.
Ah, I thought you said constipated.
No, I didn't say constipated.
Right, fine. Richard, what were you going to say?
It's probably not as interesting because it doesn't involve Dan's bowel movements. But I don't think that a lemon
bit
is really any sharper than a grapefruit. I think the real problem with the lemon is the density of it, the
a
dense pulp.
Quite hard to get a spoon into, though, without getting
not
a squirt
spoon.
In the eye. Well, yeah,
no, I mean,
it's
you
like
might get a
you
in
with
the
your
eye.
Whole canteen of cutlery. I think that's the correct home West term.
Canteen?
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
I mean,
I have
got a whole canteen. Spoons. Yeah, you see.
But I've inherited them.
Right. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. What do you use them for?
Just as normal spoons.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry. It's not a particularly interesting story about eating lemons. But
no. So, there we are.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.